Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning. The new original musical comedy, Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York, is opening on Broadway this fall. It began its life in London and ran in the West End last year. Earlier this year, it made its North American premiere at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. A cast recording from the London run is now available to stream. Set in New York City, the two-person show follows Dougal, an upbeat British man who arrives in town for his estranged father's wedding. Robin, the sister of the bride, picks Dougal up at the airport, and over the course of the next 2 days, they explore New York and get to know each other before the ceremony. Sam Tutty and Christiani Pitts will reprise their roles from the Cambridge production. Tutty, a UK superstar and an Olivier winner for Dear Evan Hansen, will be making his Broadway debut. Pitts most recently played Anne Darrow in a 2018 musical adaptation of King Kong. Two Strangers is written by Jim Barn and Kit Buchan, with direction and choreography by Tim Jackson. The lead producers are Kevin McCollum, Tim Johansson, Glass Half Full Productions, under the leadership of Gareth Lake, and Jamie Wilson Productions. Previews begin November 1st before an official opening on November 20th at the Longacre Theater. Tickets go on sale to the general public tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. All seats for 8 select preview performances during the first 2 weeks of the run will be priced at $88 or less. Purchases must be made by August 20th to take advantage of the promotional price. For more information, visit twostrangersmusical.com. An old street rat is heading back to Agrabah. Ainsley Mellum is returning to Broadway's Aladdin in the title role from August 26th through November 30th. He originated the role in the 2016 Australian production and had previously played the role on Broadway in 2019. Mellum was most recently seen as Dwayne in the recently closed Boop, the Betty Boop musical. Aladdin is currently being played by Addie Roy, whose final performance is now scheduled for August 24th. Mellum's replacement will be announced later. Aladdin continues its magical run at the New Amsterdam Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, August 10th. Hamilton celebrated its 10th anniversary at the Richard Rogers Theater. Their week included a matinee performance that was mostly made up of $10 lottery winners, plus an invite-only evening performance. Nevertheless, it still made a whopping $1,704,651. Stand-up comic Jeff Ross arrived on Broadway with his one-man show Take a Banana for the Ride, which got off to a slow start at the Niederlander. It made just $172,648 over its first 7 previews. Opening night is August 18th for a brief run through September 28th. Mamma Mia played its first full week back on Broadway, nearly cracking $1.6 million over 7 previews and standing among the top 5 highest-grossing shows for last week. Opening night is August 14th for a run through February 1st. This year's Best Musical and Best Play winners at the Tonys, Maybe Happy Ending and Purpose, continued their upward trajectories at the Belasco and Hayes, respectively. And Oh Mary welcomed a mostly new administration to the Lyceum, led by Jinx Monsoon as Mary Todd Lincoln. It grossed $1,192,292 and played to sold-out houses. Across 29 running shows, Broadway made just over $31 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.